Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? We are talking Season 3, Episode 5 of Lucha Underground, The Prince and the Monster, featuring the debut of a brand new tribe, a brand new alcoholic guy, and one of the best mic drops you'll ever see in your life. So stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I completely forgot we covered on music, but this is completely appropriate. Good job, Rachel.
Thank you. I picked it.
You nailed it. Guys,
congratulate me.
You are tuned into the Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. As I said, we are talking Season 3, Episode 5, The Prince and the Monster. I am always as Time. I am Ty Matthews. You can find me online at Ty Matthews PMA. Not joining us today is Jimbo Slice. He is rehearsing his nuptials, so congratulations to him. But, of course, an always welcome member of our squad.
Hi.
You can find her online at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vans.
Yeah.
You can find her on Snarl.
Yeah.
Howdy Human.
True.
Ask Us for John.
Yeah.
Guys, this is Rachel Evans.
Hi.
How are you?
I missed you guys so much.
You were sorely missed.
I was so sick. You saw me.
You were dying.
I was dying.
You were on death's doorstep.
I was dying, but I'm back. I am back.
Of course.
And better than ever, maybe.
As Eric Bischoff's theme song says.
Yeah.
We couldn't keep you away from talking about your soggy boys for one more week.
I was talking about them just to myself in bed. Now I just have people to talk about them with. That's so nice. Glad to have a friend like you.
We're the dearest of friends talking about soggy boys here on the Lucha Underground After Show. Let's get into episode 5. Previously on Lucha Underground, we get a little bit of backstory on Dario's Dial of Doom. One of the greatest introductions of this season, the Dial of Doom.
Yeah.
I would say arguably a better Triple D than Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Ooh, that is...
Wow, big
That
claim.
Is a tall order, sir. Can Dario take us to Flavortown?
That's the question.
Is the real question.
I don't like that you even know that much about that. That's upsetting.
I'm a big Guy Fieri head, guys. My secret's out.
You're big fair head. I think he probably has some demons.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that's
100%.
Cool. I definitely want to dig into that at some point. Today.
Right. We'll get into that.
Okay, cool.
We'll discuss that later. Tweet us your thoughts on Guy Fieri, guys.
Yeah.
Your favorite episodes of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Is he okay?
We also get a look into the darkening of Prince Puma. Edgification.
Edgification.
The edgification of Lauryn Hill.
Yay. Whoa. Yes.
We're getting them right out of the way up top. What else? We got the death of Siniestro de la Muerte.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah.
His neck snapped.
Yeah. Oh, ouchie.
I forgot about you and the neck
I don't like neck stuff. I don't like neck stuff. Don't show me neck stuff. I don't care if it's fake.
Did you see Puma snap the hell out of his neck before his match?
That was more disturbing than anything I've ever seen on the show. Because you know that was real.
Because he got it ready and then, the big one.
I thought that was it for him.
He just drops dead
at that point. Yeah, I genuinely was like, this is the death of Prince Puma
as we know it. And then, of course, the introduction to the Best of 5 series between Cage and Tejano, which we will see continue tonight.
Yeah.
But first, let's go to the Dial of Doom.
Please.
Of course.
Take me there.
And it's becoming the best segment of each show. Just Dario spinning a wheel.
Oh God. And Dario is feeling himself. He's so into himself. He's Jerichoing out right now.
He dropped that mic through the goddamn earth.
He dropped it. He was less of a drop and more of a flick.
Right.
Like a
exactly. He says the wheel, it lands on Prince Puma, the very first Lucha Underground champion.
Yeah.
So we've got our main event set for the night. And he says to Prince Puma, you will just be the next in a long line of Matanzas casualties.
Mm.
And he drops that mic. And it's pretty much the best moment.
I wish I had something to throw, but the only thing around me is my phone, and I've done that already.
You did that.
Yeah.
You crossed that off the list today.
I don't need to break it any more than it's broken.
Of course. Getting into our first match, we've got Ivelisse taking on Mariposa, accompanied to the ring by Marty the Moth Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing De Niro face?
You know...
Guys, if you're not watching the video version of this show, this is what you're missing out.
Yeah.
Disappointed!
I know. I make the ugliest faces, and you guys are not shy about screen capping them and then tweeting them at me. I understand
is that true?
I look like Grumpy Cat, and people tweet at me, and they're like, look, it's Grumpy Rachel, and I'm like, like, I know I make the ugliest faces, but...
You're making it better.
Oh, no.
What are you guys talking about? I feel like I look good. That's what I'm here for, right?
You nailed it.
I was underwhelmed by this match.
Right.
The pacing, we were talking about this earlier, the pacing is off for me, mm-hmm. and there were no spots that I was like, yeah, that I'm back in it.
Right. There were little flashes, there were cool things. There was the Kondo clutch.
Right, you mentioned
shout
him.
Out to Kuji Kondo, or Shuji Kondo even.
Mm,
love that.
Both of them.
Both guys.
All of it.
You know, the Kondo brothers.
Yeah.
But
come on to HGTV.
A lot of good stuff out of Marty the Moth at ringside.
Yeah, great stuff. Yeah.
It's I love at one point he is chewing the scenery up so much. And he looks straight to the camera, and he gives that line. What was it? Now we have fun.
Yeah, I have a problem with this only because I don't like it when a all-ladies match doesn't pass the Bendel test. Like, I
oh,
don't,
sure.
Yeah, I didn't. And they also kept diminishing them in the ring by saying, like, yeah, and you know that they're good because, you know, did you see that match that Mariposa have with Sexy Star? Like, they're relating them back to other people to prove that they're good on their own.
Well, I feel like that was okay. I feel like that was...
I felt like it was already a weak match, and I felt like they were pulling... They were just, like, reaching.
Well, I felt like the context of that was, like, they've been in classic matches before, so sure. You know they're obviously capable in the ring.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just because when I was watching it, I was underwhelmed. So I was like, you're trying to make me... It's like when somebody doesn't do a good movie, it's like Adam Sandler.
Uh-huh.
It's you're like, okay, Mr. Deeds was okay, but did you see Happy Gilmore? Happy Gilmore was a good movie. Like, it's, you know, that's what it felt like to me.
I see. But I enjoyed, I liked that they were tying Ivelisse, what they were saying about Ivelisse, into the fact that she can hang with guys like Mil Muerte. It's like, obviously, next to Matanza, the most... overpowered guy on the show.
Mm.
The fact that she can hang.
And we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah, exactly. but I agree. I think they've had better matches than this one, but still a lot of really good stuff, especially the Yoshitonic at the end.
Yeah.
Ivelisse ends up hitting Code Red, Yoshitonic, whatever you want to call it, on Mariposa, reversing the butterfly effect, and then hitting the Yoshitonic for the win.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the finish.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
You got it.
For sure.
But let's go to Dario's office.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's.
To El Jefe's office. I really want to know who he's on the phone. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. I really want to know who he's on the phone with when he's just like chatting up his brother. He's just like, yeah, Matanza's awesome.
I know. No, it can't be. I was about to say, maybe it's his mom.
We know that. Aww.
Yeah, but with that many ghosts are on the show, it could be a ghost phone.
That's true.
Ghost phone.
Like, hey, Mom, I'm sorry for that whole murder thing, but let me tell you, we're both doing pretty good.
Look, I need you to save that idea, write the script, sell it to ABC right now. Ghost phone.
Phone. Got it. Ghost phone.
Ghost phone.
Starring Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Oh. Now that's a spooky phone.
And we got our tagline. Thanks, guys.
There you go.
See you next week.
You nailed it. Whoever's listening, make that poster. But Johnny Mundo is at the door. He's at El Jefe's door.
Yeah.
And he is just getting more and more chagrined as the weeks go by.
That's a good word for it.
That he is not getting a title shot.
Like, what is this leading up to?
I mean...
What if
Johnny Mundo ends up beating up Dario one day to try and, like, force him to give him a title
shot? What
if he takes Dario to Slamtown?
I don't want him to take Dario to Slamtown. I want Dario to take me to Slamtown. That was too much, and I'm sorry.
Rachel.
That was way too much. I'm sorry. Sometimes I don't know. And then I go there and then I'm like, oh,
to be fair, I kind of softballed that one.
You did. Yeah. Like, you know me and then you say things like this? Is this what entrapment is? I'm not a lawyer, but that's entrapment.
You know, the movie with Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one. But he's getting so mad. He says this is ridiculous. He says he doesn't believe in fate because Dario says, you know what, it's just not in the cards.
No.
I like to spin this wheel now. So if it doesn't land on you, then tough luck.
Yeah.
But he brings up a good point that Sexy Star was on the losing team of last week's Atomicos match.
Mm-hmm.
And Dario, you know, seems to be coming around, says, you know what, you're right. Jack Evans pinned her, so it's going to be Jack Evans versus Sexy Star.
And
he's just openly trolling Johnny Mundo at this point.
But I'm glad that this might be too inside baseball, but I'm glad that they set it up this way so we can, because he just demolished Sexy Star last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that they set it up this way because she's clearly going to win to Jack Evans.
Mm-hmm.
So she looks strong, and then there's an actual fight there, and it's not just like, you know,
Jack Evans is a bit of a putty when it comes to Worldwide Underground,
and he's becoming more and more ridiculous.
Right.
Like, I love him. Like, he's fam.
Oh, sure.
But Jack Evans, do you get it?
Do
you get it?
Oh,
because of the name.
Oh, I get it.
Jack Evans. Last name is Evans.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
I'm so glad. Jack Evans. I am Jack Evans. I'm so excited about my match with Sexy Star. No, I'm glad that they're setting it up this way. I want Sexy Star to look strong. I want to feel, even if she doesn't, I want to feel like she has a fighting chance.
Sure.
So I'm into it. And Johnny Mundo, what are you doing?
Right.
What is he doing? Like,
right.
What's the point?
Right.
And
I think it's, yeah, if it doesn't seem like this is leading to a Johnny Mundo Matanza match.
No.
No.
I mean, maybe a squash. No.
Right. But even a squash would feel a little weird.
A squash would feel super weird.
Right?
Because Johnny Mundo's strong.
Yeah.
But he's not. I mean, he's not going to beat Matanza.
No.
Okay. Cool.
Right.
Sweet.
Well,
figured it out.
We got that out of the way. But we got to talk about that amazing camera shot when Dario is basically, like I said, openly trolling Johnny Mundo. And he gives him this look like, what a great idea.
Yeah.
And it's the shot of Johnny Mundo's reflection, the reflection of Dario in Johnny Mundo's glasses. And, like, his wingspan is completely stretched across the glasses.
I know. I love this shot because I know that it's, like, some grade A, just, like, entry-level filmmaking. Like, oh, okay, reflection in the glasses, but it's still from, a high angle, so it makes Dario seem weak in that moment. And then they turn it around, and he's the strong one. Like, it was beautiful. I loved it.
Exactly.
That is what I live for in Lucha Underground.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the White Rabbit Tribe.
Yes.
We got a very, very brief glimpse of what will be known as the White Rabbit Tribe.
So into it.
Now, you talked about the camera angles in that last bit.
Mm.
Let me talk about the typography in this segment.
Take me through, Font Master.
Only because it seemed like the Eyes Wide Shut font, and it seems like... We've seen a little bit of Paul London in the season 3 trailer, and it's a little bit kind of reminiscent of Alex from A Clockwork Orange. There's a lot of Kubrickian overtones here, what I'm saying.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Oh yeah, I'm very excited about
that's all I got. We didn't get a whole lot from this vignette, so that's all I got is the font.
I do appreciate the teasers, though, because it's ominous, and I like that.
Oh, for sure.
I love the creepy, and it's bringing a new level of creepy, a different type of creepy to Lucha Underground that I don't think we've seen before.
Right, exactly, because we've seen so many different types of tribes that are all kind of like, okay, they're straightforward, they're warriors, whatever, and this one seems populated by, like trickster gods.
Yeah.
Which is perfect for Paul London.
Oh, man. I need it sooner. I need it sooner than what I think they're going to give us, which is not very soon.
Do you think
soon.
They're going to draw this out, like, a long time?
I mean, did you see the vignette that they did? It was literally just a rabbit.
Exactly.
They showed us nothing.
Because do you remember how long they teased Cobra Moon before she debuted?
Yeah.
Like,
okay, guys.
Yeah.
But
who knows?
Sufficiently teased.
You got it.
Color me teased.
Jesus.
Give me that London. Give me that sweet, sweet London.
Yep.
What do you think his name's going to be?
Paul Linden.
Oh.
I think they're
Mr. Rabbit Man. Big Bunny Man. They just call him Frank and they dress him up as Frank
just
from
Donnie. Frank the Bunny.
Donnie Darko.
Weird eye.
Yeah. Out. Oh, I'm having nightmares now.
But I think when you've got a name as when you've got a real name as cool as Paul Linden,
yeah.
You just gotta be Paul Linden.
Wait, is that his real name?
Yeah.
Like
that's God-given? His actual real God given name, yeah.
Paul Linden.
Yeah. Did you know
that's good?
Did you know there's a wrestler named Hook Bomberry, and Bomberry is his real last name?
Nope.
Yep.
No.
Yep. Yep.
That's not allowed.
OG PWG fans know Hook Bomberry.
Wow, that's really great.
Yeah.
What a cool guy! I bet he's so cool. You know him, right? I bet he's so cool.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah. What you think? Do you think this is going to be like a breakout thing for him? You think he's going to be like the new Lucha attraction?
Who?
Paul Linden. What, you think I'm talking about like, Bomberry right now?
Bomberry? Well.
Come on.
Paul Linden, I don't know. I think the fact that he's part of a tribe might make them get a little bit lost in the shuffle.
Sure.
Sure,
yeah. I'm not even thinking about who else is going to be in there.
Right. Because the trios is, I mean, obviously a division unto itself, but it seems like they kind of get relegated. Although, I don't know. I guess a lot of the stuff with Son of Havoc and Ivelisse and Angelico was main event stuff. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe.
Okay, you don't seem that enthused about it, but like, sure.
I'm extremely excited.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever, Rachel. I'm not. Just wait and see. Whatever.
I'm excited. Cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic. That's not your brand. That's not your brand.
My brand is relentlessly optimistic.
That's exactly correct. So give me that brand, honey.
We'll get there.
Okay.
Let's talk. Match 2 in the best of 5 series, Tejano versus the Machine Cage.
I liked it.
You did.
I liked it. I have never liked Tejano before.
Right.
And I liked it. I'm so excited by this. This is exactly what I was saying when they first started, the first week that they were doing this Best of 5 series. I was like, maybe this exposure to Tejano is going to be the thing that makes me appreciate him.
Sure.
And it's kind of working.
Well, and one of my favorite things about Best of 5 series, Best of 7 series, is that it allows the competitors to kind of switch things up. When mm-hmm. you've got, at the very least, 3 matches to work with, you can switch it up and you can do things that are kind of outside of your comfort zone, and you can open new eyes.
Yeah, I definitely feel like he was bringing something that I haven't seen him bring before.
Right.
And this one particularly.
What I liked, if this is a little bit of a callback, Tejano hits the exact same somersault plancha that Cage hit in the first match.
I noticed that.
Yeah?
I did notice that.
You did.
Don't give me that look, because I actually noticed it.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's like I said, it's the dive that Edge broke the neck of, God, I still don't know, one of Los Boricuas. Guys, tweet me.
Which
Boricua got his neck broken by the Edge somersault plancha?
No, you mentioned it last week.
I can't remember who it was.
You said who it was last week. I'll find it.
But I don't know if I was right.
Talk about neck stuff.
I could have been wrong.
More neck stuff.
I know, right?
Protect your necks. That's what my dad has always said to me.
Protect your neck.
Protect your neck.
Wasn't that a Wu-Tang song?
Yeah. It's also my dad song.
There you go.
Peace, love, and always protect your neck.
Really?
Yeah.
You've got a cool dad.
He watches wrestling. Wrestling.
Oh, boy.
He's also Sean Connery. he watches wrestling.
We got an incredible twisting tornado DDT.
Real quick, before you go too far, Jose Estrada Jr.
There you go.
I'm so sorry about your loss.
Wasn't the hairy one. It was Jose Estrada Jr.
I'm so sorry.
But we've seen it's almost become kind of unimpressive because we've seen so much agility and so much speed from Cage.
Yeah.
But that twisting tornado DDT was gorgeous.
It never ceases to amaze me mm-hmm. when I see that body. Like, I'm not like, that body. I'm like,
that literal
specimen. Like, that crazy, like, lumpy body
right.
fly through the air. I'm never not impressed by that. I can
sure.
never get bored by that.
He almost did a one person more bang for your buck in this match.
Where do you learn this? I mean, I'm sure you could literally tell me where he learned it.
Could I just...
right.
But, the power slam, the roll through, the second rope moonsault, it was like a little...
Beautiful.
Little one man bang for your buck.
Oh, God. It was beautiful.
Eventually, Cage hits that second rope superplex, mm-hmm. hits the Luchador Destroyer, goes up 2-0 in the Best of 5 series.
Mm. Real, yep, that's what happened.
It is.
I do.
No more.
it's cool. I mean, Tahana's going to win the next one, and they're going to do it in the... This, I mean, it's a best of five series. They're not going to not do five matches.
But I don't know. Lucha Underground has been known to subvert tropes before.
That's true. I need to not... I need to...
They've had people lose in their debuts multiple times, so we know they're not beholden to the rules of pro wrestling, as we know them.
I don't know what the angle is here. I don't know what the Kurt angle is here. I'm trying to figure it out.
The Eric angle.
Yeah. Okay. Where are they going with this? What's the point? Ty, what's the point of
this? It's a unique opportunity. I don't know if you've heard.
No, I didn't know that.
Dario Andrade like, giving them out.
Okay. Maybe this is good because I genuinely don't know what the end is going to be. I think that the crowd is split.
I mean, if it...
What?
The easiest... I feel like the easiest solution would just be Cage wins best of five, gets a shot against Matanza. But, like, at that point, then what?
Whoa.
Then what?
Because
I can't see Cage beating Matanza.
Yeah, but then Tahano wins, and then I can't see Tahano beating. But then, of course...
Well, that's the thing. I can't see Tahano winning this series, let alone beating Matanza.
Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of the, like, bumbling underdog. Like, they're like, whoa, how did I do this? Like, I'm not, that's not, he turned into Goofy.
Exactly.
I'm not a big fan of that. Because, I'm like, earn it. But he is earning it. So maybe my mind is changing.
Right.
I'm in flux.
It's like that Weeknd song. He earned it.
You know. Yeah. Great.
You know.
I was going to, thank you. I was about to quote Walt Whitman and then you just.
Nope.
He is large, he contains multitudes.
And then you quoted that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fits a lot better.
But then I quoted the voice of our generation. Said,
right. The Weeknd.
Next you're gonna quote Flippin' Crazy Town.
Not yet.
About butterflies.
No, you know what?
And babies coming.
That's coming at Ultima Lucha Trace. God, you just wait.
God damn it.
But now, going backstage. We've got Ivelisse, who we forgot to mention was jumped by Marty the Moth and Mariposa after her match with Mariposa.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, you know, a bunch of ruffians.
Yeah,
in there.
Oh yeah.
Just a lot of Fargo coming out.
I can't
out
help that myself sometimes.
She's backstage, she's nursing her wounds, and we get a brand new competitor in the temple. Or, I guess, not a competitor, at least not yet.
Space Cat.
But her new love interest, Space Cat. Some may know him as Sammy Callahan.
Now we know him as Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
I'm here for it.
Absolutely.
Jeremiah.
He's and he's very kind of, it seems like he's very sort of.
Can we get him?
He's, maybe.
Okay. Gonna make you make promises on air.
Jimbo knows him, so it's possible.
Yeah.
Sammy Callahan.
He misses his girlfriend's match.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's.
Oh, I figured my baby be in the main event. Okay, dude.
That's a word for word quote.
Yeah.
He says, I figured my girl would be in the main event.
There it is. Well, your girl, yes, queen. That's, I like, yes, I like Ivelisse much more out of the ring.
Right.
She kills it.
She is just not putting up with any of his stuff.
No, and as she shouldn't. I appreciate that writing.
You know, Jeremiah, he's getting very protective. He wants to know who jumped her.
No. Before he gets protective, though, he's like, you didn't lose, did you? Like, pissed. Yeah. That she could have possibly...
might have possibly lost a match.
If you're here to support your significant other, let me just say, that's not the way to do it.
Right.
Losing is okay, too. It's part of life.
Exactly, you know.
And she didn't lose.
But she didn't. She won.
Jeremiah.
But she's kind of, you know, she's keeping her distance. Mm-hmm. She says she already had a work relationship. He can't even be bothered to remember Son of Havoc's name.
That's what we thought that his brother was going to be named, Brother of Chaos.
The whole family.
Yeah, the whole family.
Man. We're going to get, I think we might get some good matches between Jeremiah and Brother of Havoc.
Yeah.
You know?
I just got confused. But it's like, who's the which Havoc is the Havoc?
The Elder Havoc.
Elder Havoc.
I'm just assuming he's an older brother.
Why?
I don't know.
It could be like a young buck, not like a literal young buck, but like a, you know, like a young guy coming in all big and strong. Why are we talking about
sure.
this? Yeah. Yes.
But Jeremiah says, what we have is a lot stronger than what you and Son of Chaos had. And just a whole lot of eye rolling from Ivelisse going on. So she needs a drink.
And that hair.
Jeremiah is well prepared with that flask.
God, I know that boyfriend. That's what bothered me so much, is that I was like, okay, like, you're my ex. I was like, oops, guess I drank. Guess you're going to have to drive. Like, oh, God. But he's setting up a good character.
No,
it's just terrible. Sure. It's like PTSD. They wrote Jeremiah beautifully.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
He's very, and yeah, that's, we got kind of a lot about this personality and this character in this one, minute and a half long segment.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It was a very solid introduction to the character.
Very kind of three dimensional right off the bat.
Hell yeah, Doug.
Hell yeah, Doug.
Oh, hell yeah, Doug.
Oh, tight. Oh,
Doug. I'm into it. Jeremiah. Sit.
That's what's up. Throw up the shotgun. Yeah. But let's talk about our main event. Matanza defending the Lucha Underground Championship against Prince Puma.
Yeah.
Against the
new... Are we already at the main event?
Yeah, man.
What are we doing?
There's only two of us.
I know. That's crazy.
That's why.
We could talk about a lot more about Jeremiah. No, we couldn't. We kind of beat that horse, didn't we?
We did.
Oh, okay.
But it's fine.
I still love it.
We got it.
Get at us. Space Cat.
This match starts out hot right out of the gate. Huge bicycle kick from Prince Puma.
Yeah.
Gets turned inside out with a lariat.
Oh, my God.
Right, a lot of good stuff in this. Goes for a pair of penalty kicks on the apron. Mm-hmm. Hits that sweet apron shooting star press.
Great.
What else happens?
I don't know. Keep telling me moves.
Oh, man.
I love it.
That swinging Saito suplex from Matanza into the barricade. Like, they're using the hell out of that barricade on this show.
Ay, caramba, did that look painful. Like, that looked so real. Yeah. That looked so painful.
Mm. Sorry to break the tension, but Rachel, could Ay, caramba be your Mamma Mia?
Well, Ay, caramba.
Perfect.
Sweet.
You got
did
it.
Did that sound natural?
Yeah.
Well, Ay, caramba. Ay, ay, ay.
Okay. Yeah, the hands make it.
De Niro's back.
I'm gonna make him a magic camera fuse.
Oh boy.
Is that De Niro?
That's not Brando.
That's my own Brando.
But it's fine.
Dario Nero.
The movie's right.
I don't know.
You know.
All old white guys look the same, honestly.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I know. I know I'm not.
That's why you said it.
Yeah. I speak the truth.
What else? I can't talk enough about the combination of power and agility from Matanza. We didn't get a lot of his normal. We didn't get moonsaults and shooting star presses, yeah. But we got so much more of the strength than we usually do. That Carolyn lift into the twisting German suplex. A suplex.
Yeah.
As Gordon Sully might say.
Yeah. That was... you're talking about the one at the end, right? Like near the end?
Near the end, yeah.
That was incredible.
A lot of amazing suplexes and throws.
Yeah.
He catches a high kick, looks like he takes it, absorbs it, catches it on his shoulder, turns it into a capture suplex.
Yeah.
Followed up by a gut wrench into a doctor bomb.
That's my favorite, like, device is when they have a little guy kick or punch or something a big guy, and the big guy just turns around and he's like, not today, Junior. That is my favorite device.
Absolutely.
And I loved seeing it because this match was, it was so beautifully planned out, like fast, slowed it down for Matanza, fast, slow. And it was so dope.
Absolutely.
Yep, that's all.
We got...
Bye, guys.
Well, I'll see you... Well, see you later. We'll see you next week, guys. Prince Puma reverses the Wrath of the Gods into a huge DDT. Big kick combo. Lands the 630.
Yeah.
Just directly on him. Dead weight all over him. Looks like he has it. I mean, it's the closest, really, it seems like anyone's ever come to beating Matanza.
Who else does that 630?
Just Jarrell Clark.
No, more people do. I think Jack Evans also does it.
Really?
Well, Jack Evans does it in PWG.
Well, okay.
But
let's talk about...
What, on Lucha?
No, or like on, something on like the TVs. Does anybody else do that?
On like the WWE TVs?
Not like just the WWE, but WWE, ROH, TNA.
Not that I know of.
I know, right? Right. It was a long way there, but we got there.
We got there. Took the scenic route.
It's incredible.
It is. I was really hoping for more of a payoff there, Rachel. I'm not going to lie.
I told you it was going to be a weird one tonight.
Really?
And I was not lying.
That went up.
No, I didn't. anointed. I support myself.
Yeah. Stand up for yourself. Hold your ground. But it looks like we're going to have a new Lucha Underground champion. Mm-hmm. Of course, Mil Muertes waiting in the wings, not going to let that happen, hits the Reaper's Trident and just murders him.
To what end, buddy? To what end? Like, I'm so easily worked. Look at how worked up I am right
you
now.
You really are.
I'm heated. My pies are hot. I am heat. Well, you know, you have to cool your pies.
Never heard that.
You never heard cool your pies?
Never once heard that.
Put your pies on the windowsill? Cool your pies?
I mean, I get it.
Yeah, I'm heated.
Never once heard.
Thank you so much for giving me this gift, Rachel.
My gravy's boiled?
Hey, cool your pies.
Say gravy boiled, too. That one's my favorite.
Make them a gravy boil.
I don't You're like, boiling my gravy.
Don't my pie like gravy.
That at all.
Oh, really?
All these culinary metaphors I've never once heard in my life.
Oh, I'm super from Texas.
Oh, is that a Texas thing?
Yeah.
Food puns, does that make you salty, Ty?
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
I will say, though.
You punned him down.
Matt Stryker's dad joke at the beginning of this episode.
Oh.
He says.
Oh.
In reference to the chimps, who are today's musical guest, once again.
Yeah.
How do monkeys get down the stairs?
Tell me how, Ty.
They slide down the banana stair. And I swear to God, I rewound that. Maybe 3 or 4 times.
You didn't.
I did.
What was it? What week did really he say hard. They're my prime mates?
Oh, that was last week. I made that a note in my notes as well. Before that, he was just saying they're monkeying around. I was like, now you're not even trying.
Not enough. I think he knew.
But Bannister, though.
Oh, wait.
It's Raffy-esque.
What did I text you? The commentary during this was insane.
It was very bizarre.
It was so bizarre. He said, hold on, I can find it. I know I can find it.
This is, I will say, we talked about this. They are such a weird pairing, such a weird combination of commentators.
I mean, they're my favorite.
Oh, they're great.
They're the best.
They're just, it's so kind of surreal sometimes.
So, it kind of does scare me because Vamp is like, that's me.
Right.
Like, that's me.
Sure.
I'm afraid that I am him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, you're right. You're
cool.
Not, yeah. You're
great.
Right.
But he says, when the crowd is chanting your name, but you feel so alone. And then Stryker goes, story of my whole life. What?
I want someone to take that clip and just, after that line, just put the sounds of silence over it.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Or like sad Hulk walking away music.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then during a particularly gruesome spot, mm-hmm. Vamp goes, Matanza kicks. Puma rides. That made me so uncomfortable.
I didn't catch that.
You didn't catch that?
No.
Listen to
Puma
it.
Puma rides. What could that even mean?
Didn't mean anything. Didn't mean nothing.
Not a thing.
No, he just got kicked back into the ropes. What is Puma riding?
The ropes.
Sure. Okay. Oh.
He's
okay.
The prince of the ropes.
Gotcha.
Right.
Sure.
You got it.
Yeah. Cool.
Príncipe de las Cuerdas.
Okay.
You got it. So after Mil hits the Reaper's Trident, yeah. Dario, of course, is not going to let this match end in a DQ, demands that Marty Elias continue things. Mil hits the flatliner, and of course...
You know I love my baby.
Of course.
But that really grinded my gears. That was just straight up wrong.
Right.
I mean, murder's wrong, sure.
Sure. Well,
but don't break the rules.
Whatever. But yeah.
Break the law. Don't break the rules.
Don't break the rules of your own temple.
Yes. I mean, that's what? Just... Is nothing sacred? We're literally in a temple. How are we supposed to be your believers if you're not giving us something to believe
but
in?
But it's a temple of like spooky ninjas and murder, though.
Yeah, but spooky ninjas and murder that still fall. It's like the mafia. Sure, do they shoot people in the back of the head? Yes. But do they live by a strict moral code? Yes.
At least the Nazis had an ethos. That's basically right.
I'm a Jew, so I can't agree with that.
No, but right.
But I get it. Dario, do better.
You're right.
I love you.
Do better for us, Dario.
For me.
For us.
Your baby. That's how I feel.
Exactly.
That's my heart.
Matanza takes that opportunity to hit a gnarly pop-up. Wrath of the Gods. Sorry, what was that, Mark?
Wait, what?
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
What was that just now?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What are you talking about, Tyler?
Hi.
No, really.
Really,
nobody knows the truth.
The second, as soon as I said, Matanza takes that opportunity.
Oh, I said opportunity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't
there you go.
Shit.
There you go. All right.
Loki.
Whatever, guys. But he takes that opportunity.
Thank you.
To hit an incredible pop-up Wrath of the Gods.
Yeah.
Just Prince Puma flies into the raptors.
Ouchie.
She's right.
He's too ouchy for me.
We got a still retaining champion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during the credits, of course, mid-credit scenes, always our favorite parts of the episode.
Hell
we get kill shot. Now, talk about subverting tropes. We usually get guys curling it up backstage. Killshot knocking it out on the bench.
Yeah.
And he sees that wonderful upside down. Yeah, you got it.
Yep. Thank you.
That's pretty much it. Have you been watching Pump and Iron?
Oh, yeah. I'm training.
Yeah. He gets that amazing upside down visage of Joey Ryan. Joey,
the one that I'm sure many people have seen before. That is how I imagine most people remember Joey
That's
Ryan.
That's how most people first like, meet Joey.
What's going on?
Oh, hello, sir.
Oh, God.
He gives him an, he gives Killshot an envelope.
Mm.
Says, some guy outside the temple just asked me to give this to you.
Curious.
He gives that incredible line where Killshot says, what guy? What do you look like? And Joey says, what do I look like? A detective.
Disappointed!
There's a lot of that. Yeah. But it's funny because he is one.
No, right.
Do you get it?
You're correct.
I get it.
Thank you, Shao Kahn. I enjoyed it even more when I forgot that people don't know he's a detective.
Yeah.
And so I thought he was just like going around making that joke to people that already know.
Yeah.
So like it's just him making a dumb joke and not like weird foreshadowing or anything.
I love it.
But inside the envelope, a very spooky note.
Mm.
It looks like someone spilled some coffee on it.
Yeah.
Blood. Or that.
Blood.
Stop. Don't say it like
blood.
That.
Blood.
The note blood. Says, you left me for dead.
Mm.
So we know he's going to have some war pals.
Hey, we saw that in the trailer.
We did. People saw the season 3 breakdown. We saw Aira Fox with some dog tags.
Yeah.
Looks like. Now, at first, I thought they were going to be buds.
No.
Nope.
Left him for dead.
Not a friendly relationship.
Well, he got his dog tags back now, so they can identify each other.
There you go.
Yeah.
Silver lining guy.
Silver dog tags. Silver dog tags, guys.
Yep. So, you know what? We got through this episode pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Mark, can we get into some predictions?
Very quickly.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I was hoping for the long one.
Oh, my God.
I said quickly, damn it.
Okay, I know.
Go.
No, you go first.
No, I don't want to.
God damn it.
You go first.
Okay. Here's how I think Aira Fox is going to debut. Let's go with that. I think the Dial of Doom is going to land on Killshot. Aira Fox might cost him the title.
Ooh.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, not that I don't know how much of a shot Killshot might have against Matanza. I don't know how much of a kill shot he might have against Matanza, but I think Aira Fox is going to slip in there, do him dirty.
I don't have any concrete predictions.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm so dumb. No, I'm not. I'm very smart. But I think Marty the Moth is going to come into play in some way.
You think so?
I hope so, or else that whole storyline is just for naught.
But I feel like we told that story plenty. The blow-off was pretty notable.
Okay.
Like, you don't think that would maybe be selling the WMD match a little bit short if they just went back to that well?
Well, I don't know, because I think... yeah. Well, yeah. Well, okay. Fine. I don't know how much. It's so confusing because there's so many people who are debuting and there's so many great people who are coming in. I don't know how much of a stake they're going to put into AR Fox coming in. Like, what if it was Dario's choice and they brought in AR Fox? But, like, I don't think they're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they're probably going to save Dario's choice for something.
But like, Dario's the. The Dario's choice on the wheel?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
But is he that.
No.
Special? I mean, yes, you're very special.
And I think,
but
well, I think he's got so much tied up with Killshot that
it's got to be a Killshot situation.
Yeah.
Like whole. Sorry, why am I doing this?
Why are you doing that, Rachel?
Because I was trying to hold my head up, and that's what I figured out.
Jesus.
It's been a really long day. Okay. So it lands on. Okay. paint the scene.
Take me there.
Spin the wheel. Thank you. Dario spins the wheel. It lands on Killshot. Killshot comes to the ring, expecting his match with Matanza. Dario goes, not today, sir. I have an old friend for you. He comes out to the ring. It's AR Fox. He and AR Fox have a nice little fight, and then they make out.
Jesus.
What is happening? Right now?
Deal with it.
I was gonna say, is that your Thug Life music?
Oh man, I wish I had sunglasses instead of these like nerdy specs.
All right.
No, okay. I was getting there, but then I was like, I don't have an out for this, so they're just gonna have to make out. I guess I'll just turn this into fan fiction.
I mean, it's the temple.
I mean, anything could happen.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Ooh, what if? No, because you already said no to that. So I'm gonna abandon that idea.
I'm not gonna give you a red light.
You did already.
I'm just saying that...
I'm very impressionable. If you say no, then I believe you.
You can predict whatever you like.
You're my friend, Tyler, and if you say no, then I understand. It's fine. It's a no.
Well, you guys, make sure to tweet us what you think is going to happen.
Not Marty the Moth.
Air Fox with Marty the Moth.
Ty said no.
Jeremiah. Who knows? What have you.
He does.
But we know that we'll be back here, same time, same channel, next week, talking episode 6. But Rachel, for now, where can they find you?
Everywhere.
I mean, you are omniscient.
Thank you for understanding my essence. Dope. Well, you can find me in the streets, but also you can find me at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Same Vance, depending on how your brain works. Also at youtube.com/snarled. Deal with it.
Phenomenal. Guys, as always,
I am the phenomenal AJ Rachel.
You do do a pretty incredible rendition of his theme music.
Yeah, I know.
But you can find me, as always, on social media, at Time Matthews PMA. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PlayStation Network. Come play Mortal Kombat with me. I may spam Jax's rocket launcher, but it's fine. Don't call me bad names, because then I'll cry. You can find me on Monday nights on the Monday Night Raw after show. And as always, on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, Saturdays, 4 p.m. on KDOC, U2 America, Tough TV, Fight TV, Patreon, whatever you have. Or if you're local to Southern California, you can find us every second and fourth Sunday of the month, 3 p.m., Port Hueneme, Ocean View Pavilion. It's completely free. So get some wrestling in your head. Get some lucha in your head. We'll be here next week talking episode 6. But until then... Viva la lucha!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.